And welcome you to the second hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family, with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com. Click on the listen live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and man, there are just some phenomenal, really cute, but really great, and some really fascinating videos about animals up this week, and most of you have missed them, but you ever wonder what do you do with a turtle if it gets run over and its shell gets broken? Well, I never thought about that, but there's a video of a rescue and a turtle and how they actually stitched the turtle shell back together. They glued on like fabric hooks and used wire to wire this turtle shell back together. It's fascinating to see that. And then there's another video of honeybees and a person that apparently has an apiary and has bees, but found a honeybee that had been caught up in cobwebs. all covered in cobwebs. So she took the honeybee back to one of the hives and put it right there. And it's amazing to watch all the other honeybees come out and take this webbing off this other honeybee. It's really amazing to see them work together and what they do. And gosh, there's just some really, really incredible stuff there. So check it out. All righty, then. We are fresh off the love train and all energized up. And it is time to check in with Eileen Weintraub, chief cook and bottle washer, I say, of Help Animals India. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, good morning, Martha.
Hey, and how are you this morning?
Well, it's a nice, cool morning, and looking forward to catching up with you.
All righty. So now, normally we just get started talking about Help Animals India and what's going on, and we, of course, are going to do a lot of that, but we're going to start with just some brief updates on what's going on in Lahaina, Maui, after the wildfires. And I know, Eileen, you have been instrumental in helping me connect with some of the good rescues and so forth, passing that information on.
I'd like to recommend two websites, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the one website is called Save Maui Cats. And they need a little bit of updating there because they've just been screaming for help for the past 3 weeks. They haven't been allowed in. But the good news is that finally the rescuers are allowed in. So that's one website, and the other one where you can read the whole story since the beginning is right here in our area, Animals 24/7. It's 24-7.org, animals24-7.org. And they cover animal news worldwide, but if you click on USA, you will see all the blogs from the beginning of this disaster. And
yeah,
all the rescues going on. And yes, as Meow Cat Rescue said, the first thing they did was empty out the existing animal shelters of pets and send them some to our area and everywhere else, so that they could be more empty to take in the animals that needed immediate help after the fire. So on the animals24-7.org website, all the blogs of all the stories. You remember, Martha, when one of the chief rescuers from another group called Neighborhood Cats, he was missing, and they found
yes.
him, thankfully, alive. So all these groups have just been working frantically to help.
Yeah, and I have been, of course, incredibly disturbed about the fire and wiping out the entire city of Lahaina, and of course all of the animals affected by that. I kind of had thought, I think like many, that after Katrina, that we learned a very powerful lesson about allowing people to care for their animals and take their animals with them, and that the animals be cared for in the same way that humans are after big disasters like this.
They never are. With Katrina, I think the issue was they weren't allowed into the shelters. I'm not so sure that was the case here. The case was people were not allowed into the rescue zone until all the humans were accounted for, which will never happen.
Yeah, so, see, that was the big problem. After
to allow them in.
Yeah, with the Katrina, yes, that was the problem. They weren't allowed to take their animals with them, and they weren't allowed to take them into shelters. So clean up all of that. But the Pets Act that was legislatively passed after Katrina to take care of those problems apparently just doesn't cover this situation. And if people got, you know, were able to flee the fires with their animals, they were allowed to keep them and take them with them. That, but like Eileen is saying, that wasn't the problem. The problem was, is that there were hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of animals caught in the fire that couldn't be evacuated with people and that were still alive in the area, and many of them burned and seriously injured. Well, what they ended up doing over there is, of course, they wouldn't allow the trained animal rescuers to go in to collect the animals that needed help. So they
or even feed them.
Right. Right. All they were, and the very disturbing thing to me, that there were a number of really phenomenal rescuers and rescue teams that flew into the area to help with this.
Yeah.
But then they weren't allowed into the burn zones. And the idea being that, well, they had to protect the burn zones and they had to find all the human remains, and they didn't want animal rescuers messing up the detail. Well, that doesn't hold any water, because it wasn't like they were asking to let every Tom, Dick, and Harry in there and to go wild looking for animals. All of these rescue teams are educated and know how to go into disaster areas and rescue animals without disturbing the search for human remains and that sort of thing. But they absolutely just refused to listen. They didn't allow that to happen. And it was 3 weeks. And so all these rescuers could do was rescue the animals that made it to the perimeter of the fire zone. They got a lot of cats that way, but there are still many that need help. And finally, after 3 weeks, we have some thanks to give. Y'all know, if you've listened to this show for a while, you know about the great animal attorney that does cases related to animals.
Oh,
and that's
right here,
Adam,
in our area.
Adam Kark, yeah, he's from Bellingham. Well,
yeah.
I hadn't even thought about him, but wouldn't you know, he had to be over in Hawaii dealing with another case, and he got involved. And so he started threatening lawsuits related to the animal rescuers and not being allowed in. And lo and behold, Adam got the job done, and it was because of him that they finally relented and let the rescuers in. But it's 3 weeks.
Have you read about that on the Animals 24/7 website? Or
yes. Yes.
Oh, right.
So that's why I love this. I love this website and these people at animals24-7.org. Eileen brought it to my attention, and so I've been kind of glued to them since then. And boy, they've got all the stuff out up there. Another issue that we might want to pray about is the Maui Humane Society is doing really well through this whole disaster, and they've just been donated like $2 million or more. But all of the smaller rescues, the other Maui rescue groups, are tired and frustrated and deeper in debt. And so they're hoping that the Maui Humane Society will kind of share their windfall with some of the other rescuers. So I hope that happens as well. But
yeah, well,
I think, and I'm sure you probably agree, Eileen, that when all is said and done here, I hope that all of the rescues everywhere will start speaking up, and that we keep this and everybody's attention, just like after Katrina, until there's a new law passed or something is done to alter the Pets Act, that will come up with some regulations for allowing educated rescuers to go into an area after the animals. It simply is unacceptable to wait 3 weeks and let animals suffer and die without
any
help.
How many people, you know, that we know, just watching the news and wondering about, you know, what happened to the animals, and you can barely get a story about that.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I was watching the news. Why isn't anybody talking about this?
Well, you mentioned the main group, the Humane Society. After there was something called the Indian Tsunami back in the end of 2004, which was the first major worldwide disaster that really got 500,000 people died, and we were working with the animals then. So what happened after that? A group, all the groups got together and formed the Tsunami Animal Alliance, and that was really something because it was multinational, and you know, sharing information and improving standards. So a lot of good came out of that eventually. So hopefully, as you say, maybe the windfall that Maui Humane Society got and all the work that they have now, they'll spread it out to all the other groups.
I hope they will be generous and help all the rescue groups. And so, folks, my favorite site to keep up with now is animals24-7.org. And I'm thinking,
USA. Click on the USA because you can.
And this animals24-7.org, Eileen, you said they're local?
They're in Whidbey Island. And we worked with them for many years because they cover the world, and they covered a lot of about India also. And
all right. I better connect with them. Maybe we need to get them on the air sometime for more details as all of this goes down. But all of us need to pay attention, because if there's a chance for you to speak up and support the fact that we need more animal legislation so that rescuers...
Well, speaking of which, and I do want to get to India's animals at some point.
Yeah, we're just going to go.
There's a group called Humane Voters of Washington, and it's a new group. And I went to the fundraiser here. So this is a non-taxable, tax-deductible, political group.
And you said Humane Voters of Washington?
Yeah. I have a bumper sticker now for them, and they just started up recently. So they're the ones who pushed the legislation. Forget the figures they told me, but they said there's like 1,000 of these political groups, and like there's only one for animals. So
All right. Yeah. Well, gosh, Eileen, I appreciate you passing all this information on to me, and all the work that you did to get around. But and then just to finish up with the rescuing, the sad part to me, if you read the latest information from Animals 24-7, all these these great teams of rescuers that flew in from all over. They had to leave because there was nothing to do. They wouldn't let them in. So by the time the 3 weeks are up and they say, okay, go in and rescue, most of the big organizations have left because they couldn't just sit there and do nothing for 3 weeks.
I don't know. So, there's so many stories. I mean, if it was our pets in there, we would have gone in under cover of darkness and say, shoot me or something.
The story, and there are some, if you want to read some of the stories, you'll find them at 24-7. animals24-7.org. Let's take a little break to clear the emotional energy here, and then we can fully focus on Help Animals India and what's going on there. So we'll take care of our advertisers, come back, and then we'll spend some extra time with Eileen and Help Animals India. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, though, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his healingministryforanimals.com is how you check him out. He's getting settled in his new home in Idaho, but his Starlink is up and working and he's back in communication. And I had my first Zoom session with him and my animals last week, and it worked out great. So if you need help from Dr. Nels, you can get on to healingministryforanimals.com and fill out the contact link. He still does a free, no obligation phone evaluation. And so if you'd like to chat with him, just get on the website healingministryforanimals.com. And remember, both he and his sister, Linda Rasmussen, will join us next week. Linda will be in the studio with us. Dr. Nels be on Zoom, and they will do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So I hope you'll stay with us and be here for that. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, getting back to Eileen Weintraub is here. Helpanimalsindia.org is the website. And Eileen, for anybody that doesn't know, why don't you give us the lowdown? What is Help Animals India?
We're a USA nonprofit, and we work to give funding, training, and advice to animal shelters and animal groups in India and Nepal. I'm a lifetime animal rescuer here, so when I started going to India, I saw a great help needed. And Help Animals India, along with many other groups worldwide, give back to India, a nation of 1.3 billion people on a smaller landmass than the USA, and there's still a lot of poverty and needs, and sometimes the animals come last, but surprisingly, sometimes they do not, because India is also the land of Ahimsa, which means non-harming. So some people understand a culture of not killing, but not killing doesn't always mean helping. So we empower the groups to help, because India and Nepal have a lot of street animals, and they get in trouble and get all sorts of accidents, and they need rescuing, and they also need a spay neuter. So there's lots to do. So we've been busy helping as we can with our funding, training, and advice to over 25 groups now.
Yeah, and that's what I love most about Help Animals India. It's not like there's just the Help Animals India organization and there's like one place in India. Eileen, you said 24 different groups. So, and also in dealing with India, not only is there the incredible human population, there's an incredible animal population. Eileen always astounds me with something like 33 million street dogs, but they don't just have dogs and cats to deal with, kind of like we do. They got monkeys and elephants and cows and all kinds of different animals.
A subtropical place, and it always astounds me when I'm on the phone. You know, it just sounds, you know, with all the crickets and birds and.
Because it's a whole different world than what we're dealing with here. But the beauty of how Eileen set up Help Animals India, they aren't just helping one kind of animal or one organization. They spread the help all around to all different organizations and all different animals. And it's amazing the network that Eileen has put together. Her website, helpanimalsindia.org, I think is one of the best that's ever been done. It's really incredible. So, Eileen, what kind of animals and where do we need to start this month for you to catch us up on what's going on over in India with the animals?
Everyone likes to hear about the elephants.
Oh, so, absolutely.
So I did want to tell about the new elephant that came. And
you got a new one?
Yeah, woo-hoo. Well, it's a sixth elephant, and her name is Lakshmi.
Lakshmi.
And she was a temple elephant, and she was taken from her family at a young age. And chained for her whole life in a 20 by 20 foot shed. And
when you say she's a temple elephant, what does a temple elephant do or not do?
Well, in India, they have elephants in the wild, but greatly diminished. And then they have some elephants that are working elephants, like... helping with logging, pulling trees and things like that. And then they have ceremonial elephants in the temples. In the Indian religion, the Hindu religion, has an elephant god named Ganesh.
Right.
And the Ganesh has an elephant head. So the temples have the tradition of keeping an elephant and training her, mostly females, because they're a little more docile than a male elephant. And training her to give blessings. So, you know, you come up to the elephant, you give her a, coconut or a papaya. She'll take it in her trunk, and then she'll give you a blessing. So they're, but they're, you know, basically incarcerated their whole life that way. And so this particular elephant, the sixth one that we've been able to rescue, the owner realized that he could not manage her physical and medical problems, because she now has arthritis and was blind in one eye, so he didn't have any access to any elephant doctors. So he voluntarily released her to the sanctuary.
And how old is she? Do you know?
She's now 27.
Oh,
and
okay.
She had nonstop swaying and weaving. You know, you've seen the elephants in the zoo.
Yeah, the boredom, neurotic type behavior that develops in elephants, because, you know, in their world, elephants are free in the wild, and they walk and they walk and they walk and they walk. Can you imagine being stuck in a 20 by 20 stall or whatever, you know, Eileen was describing?
Yeah, on a concrete
That's
floor.
Torture. That's on a concrete
so
floor, that's
behavior,
torture.
Magically stopped. And as she got to be introduced to the other five lovely elephants, which I had the honor and privilege of visiting. Well, actually, they're only the four when I was there a year ago. And so this is the sixth. We're hoping to get a total of eight.
So two more to come. But so this Lakshmi that came from the temple, and you said she's about 27 years old, and you said she was taken from family when she was very young. So
those years in the temple
captivity.
Capture a wild elephant, expect them to, live in a cage.
Yeah, and so you said that she had a lot of kind of that neurotic behavior. What kind of things was she doing?
Well, they're just the swaying back and forth, and, they're just weaving back and forth. And so she stopped that, because now she has a whole new life with, walking on grass and meeting her new family and her friends. And they just sent a video of her bathing in the pool for the first time.
Oh, I mean, how fun.
Yeah, she didn't have that opportunity. They would maybe just hose her down. But so she's bathing in the pool. And I'm just getting to learn how to, also getting medical care for one of the things we were trying to fund was an X-ray machine for the elephants. So, because she has, some medical problems. So they're just the experts now, and it's just a real victory to get her to a sanctuary.
And so she's number six?
Yeah.
All right. Now the five elephants that you had before Lakshmi joined, they'd all been there long enough. Have they all been integrated and are together in a herd?
Yeah. The first elephant was in 2017 with Anisha, and now we assist Help Animals India. Anybody who's donated, we're substantially funding this, and
wow.
That's all because of our donors. This wouldn't have happened otherwise. So the first elephant was Anisha, and then she's getting kind of old. So the other elephants kind of, I think I sent you a photo, and you said you thought the other elephants were picking on her. No, the other elephants were protecting her. So of the six, some are more friendly than others. You know, they have the two that are best friends, and some hang out they have their interactions that they've developed.
Has Lakshmi been there long enough to integrate with the rest of the herd, or is she still separated?
Yeah, she's been integrated. She's been there over a month now.
And so everybody's getting along, and she integrated just fine, and all the neurotic behavior has stopped.
Yeah, yeah. And each one has to have a helper, so it's pretty expensive taking care of elephants.
That's the mahout?
Yeah, the mahout is the elephant caretaker.
And do your elephants all have mahouts?
Yeah, well, some of them came with them. There's a tradition in India where the mahout and his family basically live, their life revolves around the elephant.
Wow.
So it's different than just a job for them. So they are devoted to them.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's just incredible. So Lakshmi has been all integrated, and gosh, that just feels so good that she's there, and the swaying and all of that is gone, because she can behave more like an elephant should.
Yeah, it's a great joy to visit them. I love all the animals, but there's something very special about elephants, as we all know.
Well, they are such incredible creatures, and so intelligent and so family oriented. And I think, I don't think we yet fully grasp, the intelligence and emotionality of these creatures. You know, they're the ones that, that we remember the wonderful story of the man that rescued, elephants and created a sanctuary. And then when he died, the herd of elephants was 200 miles away, but somehow intuitively they knew. And they made that hundreds of mile trek back to where he, had been, and they grieved and mourned him. They are incredible beings. Now, I'm wondering, Eileen, because you've got the six elephants at the rescue now. You said you were hoping to get eight. Do you already have your eyes on another two elephants that you're hoping to rescue, or are you yet to know who else might be coming?
I'm not sure, and you have to take it one at a time. It's a big
gotcha.
Deal to get each elephant. They have to be transported, and all the official documents have to be done, and so I'm not sure, but I'm just saying it's the sheds that Help Animals India has sponsored. There's room for another two, and I'm not sure what after that. And it's not to say that there's not hundreds of elephants needing help in states in India that terribly abuse them for in ceremonies. But it's a cultural issue, so it's a little sensitive.
So slowly but surely, hopefully you'll be able to educate people and elevate the care that they get.
Yeah, as long as you have to keep them in the wild. They have all their problems. They're being decimated. We don't have the poaching problems that you do in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't, but they have other problems where farmers don't want them trampling through their fields, and they get hit on train tracks, and the land is a big issue in India. There's just very little land available for wild animals. You know, it just keeps diminishing with 1.3 billion people.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful though to know we're doing a little bit to help, and I know I make a regular donation, so it's kind of nice to know that somehow a little bit I'm helping these elephants.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you, Martha. You don't always just have us on, but you help with your pocketbook. It's really appreciated, and as you know, the dollar is going very well, very strong in India, so it's going twice as far as when I first started. And so we can hire a vet. We can do all sorts of things for about one-tenth the cost of it in the U.S. And not to say that groups here don't need help, but, you know, we need to spread it around and really make a difference for these rescuers in India that love animals just as much as we do, but the challenges for them are much greater.
And it's wonderful that you're able to help so many, and you don't just help the elephants. You do lots of work for the dogs and the street dogs, and then the cats, and educating veterinarians and getting spay and neuter going, and then vaccines because rabies was a much bigger problem over there, and there's all kinds of things. So any other animals or other situations we need to update?
Well, as you know, I'm a lifetime cat rescuer, and someone once said that the help that we've done in India has been substantial, where people were only aware of problems of dogs and cows on the street, and no one even thought about the cats. So we've been training veterinarians to learn cat spay neuter. They didn't even know how.
Wow, and, can you believe that, folks? They didn't even know how to spay and neuter a cat.
Well,
comes Eileen and Help Animals India, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the veterinarians were more attuned for farm animals because pets were sort of a new bourgeois thing where, you know, people didn't have pets as much until recently as India developed. So people having pets. So they need veterinarians that know what they're doing. So there's groups worldwide that come in and train them. So just going to vet school was not enough.
Interesting, because they're trained more in farm animals, like you said. So additional training was necessary. But I think now you've got a lot more programs in place for cats, and they're even doing TNR, the trap, neuter, release stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, and the rescuers are bringing them in. There's some in some of the mega cities. There's cats living all over the projects, and you know not everyone really likes that. So the rescuers are able to bring them in and do the TNR. So that's mostly in the city. There's parts of India where you won't see stray cats, or we call them community cats. Rather than feral cats, because they just kind of live as part of the community, you don't see them because there's just so many dogs and monkeys, and there's just so much else going on that the cats don't have that much of a chance. But now in the cities, living among the projects and the apartment buildings, more of the stray cats are popping up. So we have problems to help spay neuter them.
Well, how wonderful. Now, you also then, you know, they don't just have 33 million street dogs and then all the cats that have now recently come to light and getting a lot of help there. But you mentioned the monkeys. And that, I want, are there, do they do spay and neutering of the wild monkeys or anything like that?
Not so much. It's kind of a complicated operation. And then it's very controversial of the contraception that you eat, the food.
Oh, oral contraception.
Yeah. And mostly monkeys just for the rescue, because India has a lot of electrical lines still. They're not underneath, they're not underground, so the monkeys go on there and sometimes they get electrocuted. So a lot of rescue goes on. Sometimes the monkeys are orphaned and they can't learn, they can't be released probably ever again. So we do have some wildlife sanctuaries to keep them in as a natural environment as possible.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard to sometimes imagine all the how complicated it must be to, get a grip on helping, you know, all the animals. There's so many different kinds of animals as well as so many people and so forth. But
well,
I really
that
commend
many
you.
People helping. So there you go.
All right.
Bears also, they have some dancing bears that were rescued. Because people were keeping, maybe you've seen videos of that, where they keep them on chains and teach them.
Yeah.
They were
dress them up and teach them to dance and all that sort of thing.
So they need sanctuary also now after rescue.
Wow. All right. Well, I so appreciate all the work that you've done and the great organization you've put together. And folks, if you haven't checked it out, helpanimalsindia.org is the website. And it is a phenomenal website and so educational and great features and videos and photos and all that good stuff. You can also subscribe to the Help Animals India email list, and Eileen is very diligent about not bugging you with all kinds of stuff, so you don't have to worry about getting a lot of nonsense mail from her. But you put out some of the best newsletters I've ever seen.
Thank you. We're going to do another one at the end of the week. And, you just worry about the next disaster coming up. And we get hurricanes in the U.S. In India, they get cyclones. So we just hopefully the cyclone season won't be too bad this
year. Is that happening now or is it coming?
Well, it's a season starts, like our hurricane season has started early.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right. So I appreciate all that you do, Eileen. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with this month?
No, just that we're doing an email newsletter at the end of the week, next week. So hopefully someone will sign up in our area and it's only once about every other month. We'd love to see you on the list. Thank you.
Yeah, so please let Eileen know that there's somebody out there listening, okay? And that we appreciate what she's doing. So get online, helpanimalsindia.org, and sign up for the newsletter. And if you can make a contribution, that's great. However much you can do is greatly appreciated. And I know that I finally got around to just making it a monthly donation, so I don't even have to think about it. It just automatically goes. So you can do the same thing, and it's real easy because Eileen's got it set up so well. So helpanimalsindia.org. And Eileen, thank you so much for keeping me informed about everything going on in India, but as well as Maui and the fires and all of that, and connecting me with Animals 24-7. I'm just great to have that connection. And you have a great month, and I'll look forward to chatting with you again next month.
Thanks to everyone for everything you do for animals.
All right. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers quickly, and then I've got one big new event on current events. So we'll talk to you about that shortly. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Hopefully inspiring something good. Anyway, thanks for listening. And we are on the downside of the second hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She's our communicator, medium person, feng shui specialist, and personal awareness coach. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And you can tune into her regular podcasts. She does two a week, one on Mondays, one on Wednesdays. They're both at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So that's tomorrow and Wednesday, 4 o'clock. And you can access those podcasts through her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC for Angelic Clarification. Natasha Venter AC on YouTube four on Monday and Wednesdays for the podcast. She's also available for private readings. And you can give her a call at 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. And if you do something wonderful, our Whispering Dragon, our sound healer, Jude Ponton, and the Whispering Dragon Center is in her home in Shoreline. Great location and phenomenal energy. If you've got, you need a chiropractic, gentle chiropractic, none of the cracky stuff, and Acutonics, which is the Acutonic Forks on acupressure points, and the sound healing with the gongs and so forth, it's a phenomenal experience. You can see her in person or remotely. Whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-2836. And remember, Aunt Martha's available. I am all caught up. with my counseling schedule, so I can schedule people pretty much right away as your schedule meshes with mine. I do weekday sessions. I also do Saturday sessions. I come to your home, and in one visit, I teach you everything you need to know about how to live with your dog and customize the program to solve all the problems you're having very quickly. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends, tell them to call me 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think we are caught up with everything there, Nathan. So how about we sneak in some current events? Alrighty, let's see. I'm just going to tell you another time. Our wonderful best and energy codes practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, continues to offer a free introductory session, either in person or at her office at the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. Check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you'd like a free session, just give her a call, 206-841-1992. And then, the Northwest Stream Center. In South Effort, McCollum Park. I have an October date for you. Well, it is the first Sunday of September, after all. All About Bats, featuring the lovely Cleobatra, Sally Bat, and Barbara Ogard from Sarvey Wildlife, will be October 13th at 7 p.m. And then the big new thing, and this is a rescue that I didn't mention it with Eileen, but Eileen is very fond of these folks as well. And this is Positive Alliance. They're local here. Positive, P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org. You are invited to the end of the summer soiree. It's called Home is Where the Heart Is, coming up on September 16th. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. in North Seattle. And Nathan, you should listen to this. North Seattle at a private residence. This event will sponsor their efforts to increase adoptions of shelter animals in Washington, as well as increase access to spay and neuter surgeries and help keep pets with their loved ones. Now, here's the Nathan part.
Okay.
Guests will meet two special guests. Their newest adoptable Why Not Me pets, who is making their debut, as well as their friend and partner, Jill Servais, who is the wife of Seattle Mariners manager Scott Servais. Nathan, see, you're connected here to Positive Alliance. So I don't know if you know Jill Servais or if you want to meet her, but you got $50. You can go to the Home is Where the Heart Is September 16th at apparently a fancy private residence. In North Seattle. So that is who I didn't really know the name of the manager, but now, is the manager the coach? He's not the coach, is he?
No, they have a bunch of different coaches. He's the one that kind of manages everything on the field and decides who comes into the game and who maybe gets substituted out, and field control.
All right. Well, anyway, apparently his wife is partnered with Positive Alliance. I didn't know that. So how cool is that?
That must be how Tucker got involved, I'm wondering. You remember Tucker, the...
Oh, yeah, the Mariners mascot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you ever see him at games or anything?
No,
it's
don't
a yellow
see
lab,
him.
Isn't it? It's a yellow lab, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yellow lab or something like that, or... Yeah, I believe. Yeah,
I think it's a yellow lab and Tucker, but I know you were watching for a while when you went to games to see if you saw him, but I don't think we've ever gotten any Tucker sightings.
Yeah, Labrador Retriever mix.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But anyway, okay. Well, just mark your calendar, September 16th, and tickets are $50. They can be purchased online at their website, positivealliance.org/events. And anyone with questions can call 206 206-486-4PET, P-E-T. 206-486-4, the number, PET, P-E-T. All righty, so that kind of covers current events. And just to remind you again that it's Healing Sunday on Animal World next Sunday, and Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen will be with us. Linda will be in the studio, I think, with me, and Stacy will be here, and Nathan, and Dr. Nels will be zooming in from his out in the middle of nowhere. And let me tell you, Nathan, he is out in the middle of nowhere. When we did our Zoom session last week, and you can see when you're on the screen, you can see out a window behind him in his little office area, and there's a sign off in the distance. He said, that's the sign that says road ends, civilization doesn't exist anymore. So the end of the world happens right at the end of Nell's property. And then, of course, it's all wild forest land and all of that. But and apparently he was logging the island in his pond this last week. So anyway, it will be fun to be here next week and catch up on all of Dr. Nell's stories about how he is integrating in his new life. I know it's hot. Why anyone would choose to go someplace where it's 95 to 100 degrees?
Oh, geez.
Didn't
know it was that hot.
Yeah. But
thankfully, the summer's over, so it's cooling down.
When I was talking to him, it was like 99 or something. So it's hot. We'll find out. I think it's a drier heat, but nonetheless, I wouldn't choose to be there. I'm happy right here. Anyway, it is time to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. And in the next hour, we will be talking to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and Amanda will join us. And then Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We are going to get on the love train now, and this is the part where you don't get to opt out of this section. Dancing is required. We're making up for all the lack of exercise and getting our juices flowing for the day and the week, and dancing is simply required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up, and I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever. Via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.